Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John. John on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing the show. Welcome to Christmas week. Here we are. Wow. Christmas really snuck up on us this year, didn't it? It's the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, December 20th, 2021. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. The radio station is 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. The call letters, KVOI, The Voice. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. The Buckmaster Show live line is presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Our Monday political face-off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls. They've got a beautiful art gallery over at the shop, and of course, they will take care of all of your picture framing. And if you want your particular work that they frame taken care of and placed where you want it on your walls, Mo specializes in that. He will come out to the home and make sure it's just the way you want it. They're also doing e-commerce. The newly redesigned website is mosgallery.com. They are located next to Copenhagen, Fort Lowell, and Dodge. Our Monday political face-off team of commentators. John Munger is here. John, seated to my right, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010, and a former chair of the Republican Party in Arizona. Also, he's been very much involved in politics pretty much all your life, right, John?
Yeah, pretty much. Since I was a teenager. Yeah.
By the way, happy birthday, Mr. Munger.
And happy birthday to you, Bill.
Thank you.
People don't know that my birthday is on December 18th, and Bill's is on the 16th.
And our friend Terry Bracey, who is a regular on our show every month, Terry is in between us. Oh. He's on the 17th of December. Jeff Rogers is here, also a well-known attorney. Jeff didn't celebrate a birthday in the past week. Your birthday's in...
Actually, I celebrated my wife's birthday yesterday.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Another Sagittarian. So Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Democratic Party in Pima County. Jeff, how are you?
I'm very well. Had a very nice weekend. I was a little chilly and windy on Saturday. I made my 18-year-old mare feel like a 2-year-old when I was riding her. But, you know, it gets crispy like that. They kind of feel their oats.
But they do.
But other than that, it was a pretty nice weekend.
And John, for the birthday, as I might have mentioned to you when you were with us a couple of weeks ago, we decided to go down to Tubac.
Oh, yeah.
To the Tubac Golf Resort. That is a beautiful location.
Great resort. We go down there periodically, every other year or something, and it's a great resort. It's so close to town. Mm. It's an easy getaway.
Yeah.
Beautiful golf course, and the casitas are wonderful. The food is great.
The food was wonderful. Yeah. The restaurant is called The Stables. They have, at the bar, they've got actual saddles at the bar.
Oh, that's a very historic old ranch. It is. The Ochoa Ranch.
Ochoa. Oh, okay. It goes back to like 1800. And the food at the restaurant, which they call The Stables, because it's the original stables from the hacienda, was excellent.
Yeah.
So we had a lovely day there. We also went down to Tumacockery Mission, which is just south of Tubac. Hadn't been down there in years. And the new visitor center there that they have built, Jeff, is just a beautiful place. Very nice meditative place. Have you been down to that neck of the woods?
I haven't been down there for quite a while, actually.
Mm. Might make a nice outing.
I'll tell you, the casitas are beautiful. They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
So let's talk a little politics. Jeff, beginning with you. Wow, what can we say about the Build Back Better? Democrats kind of got sabotaged, didn't they?
Well, they did. And Joe Manchin was pretty deceitful and dishonest about his approach to this. I mean, he basically made promises to President Biden when he visited him at his home in Delaware a few weeks ago and then reneged on them. And for somebody to complain about you know, various kinds of welfare programs like Joe Manchin does. He represents a state that is the leading recipient of welfare, food stamps, and other things in the entire nation. I mean, it even surpasses Alabama and Mississippi per capita.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's a poor state. We know
it's
that.
It's a very poor state. And, his state would have benefited from this Build Back Better initiative as much or more than any state in America. And so he not only betrayed the Democrats, but he betrayed the people of West Virginia. And I'm not surprised, but I'm deeply disappointed in Joe Manchin. I felt like he was the key part because even though Sinema, you know, whines a little bit here and there, I think if he'd gotten on board with this, she would have joined it and we'd have had the 50 votes necessary to pass this. But unfortunately, it is what it is. And, you know, Joe Manchin has been the man he has been for a long time, and he's likely not running for office again in 2024. And I don't think he's running again. He said that he had to be convinced to run this last time. So, you know, he basically showed himself for what he is. He's a corporatist, you know, made his money off of coal and is there to scratch the back of the rich and the wealthy. And
you're saying it's all disingenuous.
Yeah, not there to help the real people.
John, what do you think of the decision?
I've never heard such spin. It's, you know, anybody that votes against the Democrats, they're just terrible, awful people. I think that Joe Manchin is a better judge of what the people of West Virginia want than Jeff Rogers is. I think Joe Manchin knows what the people of his state want, and the polls show that over 65% of the people in West Virginia did not want him to vote for this bill. Now, you can call him all kinds of names and try to marginalize him, but he's going to know better than Jeff Rogers or the Democrats about what's the people in West Virginia want and what's good. And this bill was not about just all the free goodies that people were supposed to get. It was also about the incredible inflation that we're already going through. We have the highest inflation in this country that we've had in 40 years going on right now. And this Build Back Better bill was going to infuse another $3 trillion of unpaid for debt into this economy, according to the CBO. And you talk about inflation. We had this back in the 60s with LBJ, where he was spending money we didn't have on guns and butter during the war and giveaway programs, and we had inflation through the 70s. If you want inflation, that is not good for little people. Big people know how to make money off inflation. Little people don't have that ability. So the little guy is having to spend all this money for more money for gas and meat and all the goods. People in West Virginia were going to have huge inflation as a result of this giveaway program. It isn't just government. Is not just how much money can I give away.
All right.
You've got to balance the budget and not create inflation in the course of these programs. And 38% of the American people, only 38% of the American people support the Build Back Better program.
Actually, the polling shows that 65% support the Build Back Better program. And not only that, 59% of independents even support the Build Back Better program. So, this poll was just released this morning. So, you know, the problem Joe Manchin has is that not only do the American people support the Build Back Better initiative, but the people of West Virginia support it as well. And he would have a real problem winning a primary if he were to run again, which, as I indicated earlier, I don't think he will.
Jeff, is there polls, any? Excuse me, John.
Rasmussen poll, well-known poll, very accurate, shows that 38% of the people, we just released today, 38% of the American people support Build Back Better.
All right, let me ask Jeff here before we talk about Mona's Danish Bakery, something all three of us in the room agree on. Jeff, is this pretty much now, is there any kind of room for any compromise?
I don't think so. There probably will be because, okay. You know, the Democrats are so angry at Manchin that, mm-hmm. that they've been coddling him and trying to bring him along and try to basically appease him and find something that works with him. But now they've kind of thrown their hands up and they're pretty much attacking him for his dishonesty in the negotiating process. So I think it's probably over. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody doesn't try to build back something. But I would be surprised.
All right, guys. Okay, when we come back, John. But right now, you know what I want to talk about.
Sure, Mona's.
We saw Steve yesterday. Steve Oner and Chief Baker. He and Michael, his assistant, Chief Baker. They had such a great Thanksgiving. They're having a fabulous Christmas. People are putting in orders for their Christmas pies. It's not too late to do that right now, but here's something else to keep in mind. Everybody likes something special Christmas Eve morning and or Christmas, maybe both Christmas morning. How about a Danish Kringle? That's where Mona's, they do excel in that area. And of course, I like Jeff. They also do the Danish coffee cake. Ooh. And Jeff, if you had to choose
any of their pastries.
Well, any of the pastries. So guys, what about Christmas morning from Mona's? What would you think would go good, Jeff?
Cup of coffee and their delicious cream cheese Danish.
The cream cheese Danish.
That's just absolutely delicious, as are their muffins.
Mm. Oh, the
I'm a Kringle fan. So give me a cup of coffee and one of their Kringles, and I'll just be fat and happy all morning.
So that would rock your boat.
That would rock
Christmas morning. We'll pause right here. Mona's Danish Bakery, they're open right now for lunch. Northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, open right now to put in your order. You can do it at monasdanishbakery.com. We'll be right back with Jeff and John. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary. Home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bonvoyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Tom Sullivan here, inviting you to join the rest of us who spend every weeknight from 7 to 10 with the Tom Sullivan Show on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lauderdale and Copenhagen. Copenhagen. That's not a street here in Tucson. It's right next to Copenhagen. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. A quick shout out to Green Things because everybody wants some beautiful holiday decorations. They've still got some poinsettias over there, some beautiful ones in a variety of colors. They grew 25,000 poinsettias for the season. Yeah, at Green Things. And they are located over at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Their website, greenthingsaz.com. And when you're there, stop by Zocalo Village, and they have all that beautiful merchandise on the 13-acre site, from much of it handcrafted from Mexico, and some beautiful things from Europe as well. John Munger is here, and Jeff Rogers. John Munger seated to my right. And John, you've got some guests that are in the control room with our buddy John.
I have my beautiful daughter, Hillary, who I'm so proud of, who's a
Speak right into the mic there, John.
A Stanford alum, as I went to my alma mater. Mm-hmm. And she's a has her own independent contractor business advising Microsoft and other high-tech companies up in Mountain View.
Almost the quintessential Silicon Valley.
And her husband is the quintessential Silicon Valley. And then we have Chloe, who just graduated from high school and has her college applications in. And I'm proud to say that she's been accepted already by several, Sarah Lawrence, Chapman University. And she's got other applications into all kinds of wonderful
units.
They're great schools.
Yeah.
And then we have Jack, who is a freshman in high school and who is so good at baseball. His father was a catcher on the Stanford baseball team and has trained Jack. And Jack is already, as a freshman, is already meeting the coaches from the finest schools in the country, Yale, Stanford.
They want him on
They're
the team.
They're looking at Jack as a
And what is
of
his
team.
Position?
He plays catcher.
Oh, catcher. Oh. All right. That's...
So I'm very happy that they came and visited us. Thank you, guys.
All right, John, getting back, and I don't want to spend a lot more time on the mansion because I kind of want to look ahead here to 2022, the big stories. John, you had a comment, though, as kind of a rebuttal to Jeff about, I asked Jeff if there was still a way to put something together on Build Back Better.
Well, the problem the Democrats have isn't Joe Manchin. The problem is that the radical progressives control the party. Joe Manchin's a moderate. Everybody recognizes that Joe Manchin's a moderate. So what's happening is the Democratic Party has become so radically progressive that they control the party and can't make a deal with a moderate like Joe Manchin. I mean, anybody that can't make a deal with Joe Manchin is way out there. Hmm. These people are way out there. They're controlled by AOC and some of the, you know, Bernie Sanders and some of these people that won't make a deal with Joe Manchin because they control and won't let Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer make a deal with them because they control the voting blocks in the party. They are running the Democratic Party. That's who the Democratic Party is. If you can't make a deal with Joe Manchin, a moderate, who's a very reasonable guy, you got a problem.
Jeff, looking ahead to 2022, the big story, of course, will be the congressional elections coming up. And right now, it doesn't look that great for Democrats. Should we, and other Democrats, hit the panic button?
I don't think so. 11 months is a long time in politics, so I'm not that deeply concerned right now. I think the big stories for next year are going to be, number one, the January 6th committee is going to probably have a pretty bunch of blockbuster report when it's due out. And I looked for that to be happening probably early spring. And from some of the stuff we've discerned from this last week, I think that there's a decent possibility that Donald Trump will be indicted for the activities he encouraged on that day. Mm. I think there's a fair chance of that. A federal court ruling last week was very interesting, that they found that some of the people who are charged with obstructing the official business of the government had filed charges to, or had filed motions to dismiss those matters, saying that this was not such an event that could be charged that way. And the federal judges in the D.C. Circuit ruled otherwise and said, no, this is a valid crime. So I think there's a decent prospect that Donald Trump gets indicted next year. I think that'll be the biggest story of the year.
John?
You know, Jeff has been telling us for the past 5 years, maybe 6 years, that Donald Trump was going to be indicted. And he hasn't been. You said, "Oh, he's going to be indicted immediately after he's president." He hasn't been indicted. They're not going to indict Donald Trump. And this election, in any case, in 2022, is not about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not on the ballot. And this January 6th thing is a desperation move by the Democrats. They've packed the committee. They wouldn't let any Republicans on the committee who the Republicans wanted to appoint. They're all the people on the committee are appointed by Nancy Pelosi. It's a rigged game. Doesn't mean anything to the public, and the public doesn't care.
So you're saying it's not going to be the big story of 2022.
What
is the big story of 2022?
The big story of 2022 is that Joe Biden, everything he touches goes to hell. Look at Afghanistan. That went to hell. The border crisis that he personally created, the inflation that we have, and Jeff will respond, well, we have a great economy. Sure, we have a great economy. Why? Because we still have the Donald Trump tax cuts and regulation cuts. It's not hard. He'll tell you, well, we created 5 million jobs. It's not hard to create 5 million jobs when you're working from everybody being out of work due to COVID. I could create 5 million jobs if I took people after a lockdown and put them back to work. That's not hard to do.
All right.
So we're working off the tax cuts from and regulation cuts off the Trump era, and Biden's trying to take credit for it. Meanwhile, you name a problem out there that Joe Biden has solved, to say nothing of probably created, like the border problem.
Here's Jeff Rogers.
The American Rescue Plan cut child poverty in half. In half. Absolutely in half. The infrastructure bill is hugely popular. You've even got Republicans who didn't vote for it. None of them did. Taking credit for it because it's so popular. It's so vastly popular with the public right now. You've got... There were a couple Republicans who voted for him, but that's about it. And so the fact is that America is better off with Joe Biden as president. And hopefully we can get control of this sort of hatred that Donald Trump unleashed upon us and that still exists today. And this divisiveness that we suffer from is we don't have a Republican anywhere on the horizon who has any hope of solving this divisiveness. And Joe Biden is working as hard as he possibly can to try to put America back together to where we can all agree with each other on a few fundamental values, such as things like honest, fair elections and accepting the results of those honest, fair elections, which Republicans are unwilling to do. They're basically plotting their next coup attempt so that they'll be ready when the next 4 years comes up that they can get away with it this time instead of the sloppy, shoddy job they did of their coup attempt in January 6th.
Yeah, look, Jeff, you can try to marginalize and call names and spin, but the fact of the matter is Donald Trump is not up for election in 2022. This election is not about Donald Trump. We have plenty of good candidates to run. The Democrats had something like 18 candidates they wanted to run for the last election in the primary. The best they could come up with, Joe Biden. This country is more divided than it ever has been because they're running radical bills and try to ram them down the public's throat based on the radical progressive movement in the Democratic Party. And they can't even make a deal with a guy like Joe Biden.
You mean Manchin? All right.
And that is not bringing this country together. It's dividing people
John,
up.
Nothing radical can get through a 50-50 Senate.
That's why it has to be pretty moderate. That's why it's not going to get through the Senate. It's not going to get through the Senate. And democracy is working very well. They're only going to have 48 votes or so in the Senate, and that's if, big if, people like Feinstein and other people who've been keeping their mouth shut and letting Joe Manchin take the heat voted for this bill, and there's no guarantee. There's about, from what I understand, there's 6 or 7 Democrats in the Senate out there that would not vote for this bill.
All right. Merry Christmas, John Munger and Jeff Rogers. Happy holidays and happy new year to both of you.
We'll see you both early in 2022.
So we're going to be taking a break on the face-off.
Let's make it a great year.
Yeah, let's make it a great year as well. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We'll be right back talking travel with Ryan Hansen.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com. Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than 2 decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over 5 buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. It is Christmas week. It is time to talk one of my favorite subjects, travel. It's our insider travel talk on the Buckmaster Show with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen, president and chief operating officer of Bon Voyage Travel, Arizona's premier travel agency since 1976. Bon Voyage Travel experts standing by right now to create your trip of a lifetime. There are three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley and Oro Valley, bvtravel.com, the first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Hey, Rhino, how are you?
Happy holidays, Bill. It's great to be here.
You know, a lot of people would like to see a couple of tickets maybe for a cruise or something under the Christmas tree. Travel makes a great gift.
It's definitely a bucket list item yes. year-round, but when you get to these types of times, what have you not had? And when it gets to the holidays and under the tree, what do I want? And I think a lot of people just want a vacation. They want to get away from everything. They want to unplug. And that's always been a tug and a pull for many people is the unplugging nature. I think you and I look at it as I want to unplug from the regular life and plug into the locale that I'm going to. Is it culture, food, historical, architectural? So it's an unplug and plug in somewhere else other than the stresses of life. And don't we all need that break?
This edition of Travel Talk, we're going to talk about the changes that happened, Ryan Hansen, in your industry. 2021 was kind of the transition to a kind of a new normal, living with COVID. We are now transitioning, my opinion anyway, and I think what a lot of the experts are saying is we're going from pandemic into what's called an endemic phase. In other words, the COVID is going to be around and we're going to have to live with it. And I think your industry has adapted. Look at the way the travel, the cruise industry really went above and beyond what was required.
Yeah, the health and safety protocols of the cruise industry have always been very good. But like you mentioned, a new virus, something new to the world, and they embraced the concept of how do we deploy a safe and healthy ship full of not only passengers, but their own crew. And so they changed the complete protocols from HIPAA filtrations to testing prior to embarkation and at disembarkation. And most importantly, I believe, is the requirement of a vaccination. And so you start to couple all of those protocols together, and it still is one of the very best, safest, most safe place to be is actually on a cruise, where perceptive-wise, I think a lot of people look at it as, ooh, is that more dangerous because of the close proximity I am to a lot of unknown people? Well, when you start to take these protocols into account, it does make it safer. And that's something I think, Bill, you and I have talked a lot about this. It's a fluid situation, right? These protocols are going to evolve. And I get asked that question all the time. Well, hey, Ryan, do you think that cruise lines will require a vaccine next summer into 2022?
Sure.
So I want to book a Mediterranean cruise.
Yeah.
And my answer is exactly what you've said. Absolutely. I do not see the vaccination requirement going away anytime soon. And we've talked about this all the time. It opens up your doors of travel to be the least restrictive. I'm not saying completely unrestricted if you have a vaccination card and you've been fully vaccinated. And so what we'll end up seeing, an interesting point here, Bill, and we're hearing great news from the booster shots in regards to immunization and what it really can do for you to safeguard your health, your body.
Yeah, is, big, a real important report today from Moderna about the booster shot and how that gives you a really, really great chance of not getting severely ill. There could be a breakthrough, but if you get the breakthrough, they even said a new report that came out over the weekend, you then become have super immunity. So
right.
If you've had the three shots.
The world is figuring itself out, right? Different countries, different cruise lines are figuring out, okay, will we have to require a booster shot if your first two immunizations of the vaccine were more than 6 months? I can see it going that way. I am someone who wants to see the data just like you.
Sure.
Data-driven decisions across all boards, especially in the medical field. And I believe believe the scientists that are on this. The world is attacking this. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the endemic. It is going to be a fluid situation. Mm-hmm. So to the traveler,
yeah,
pack your flexibility.
Yes.
That's the number one thing that goes in the suitcase is I've got to understand what hoops I need to jump through for each country or port of call or cruise line. That might be a test. It might be a vaccination. It might be a booster requirement. Mm-hmm. I have to understand that going in. And then as I do travel, mm-hmm. there has to be an air of, hey, I got to go with the flow a bit. What's interesting mm-hmm. about travel is that's never not been the case.
Yeah,
it's always been. You have to be flexible. This yeah. is just a new and ever-present situation that you have to be aware
and
of.
And one advantage, if you want to do some island hopping, I love the Caribbean. I love the West Indies. One advantage is with the cruise would be that when you board, the cruise will be going to places that will be welcoming you at this particular time.
Oh, absolutely.
Real important point. Case in point, the island of Nevis and St. Kitts just in the past few days changed their requirement to fully vaccinated. I believe that might just be the two shots. I don't know if it also includes the booster. But this is something that when you book a cruise, you're going to know that, or the cruise people obviously
that's
are
right.
going to know which ports you will be going to.
Yep,
that
and that
you're
being
welcoming.
Like you said, I think
yes.
the welcoming is
welcoming
the key piece,
the key.
And that the protocols are aligned.
Yes.
The country, the port of call, the cruise line, and a lot of people have asked, well, is it a cruise line's decision? No, it's really the country, the port of call
sure.
that they're going into. There's certain requirements that have been levied on them, but then that can change, and that's mm-hmm. something that's frustrating to travelers. Mm-hmm. I get it. Our advisors understand mm-hmm. that can be frustrating when a country, mm-hmm. when maybe you booked the cruise, said, we don't require a test.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that. Maybe it's a cruise or otherwise.
Sure.
So we don't require a test as long as you're vaccinated. But then by the time you're ready to travel, a test is now required. That's why we use the phrase pack your flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're prepared for kind of all things, if that vacation is worth it, and you and I, you have me on once a month for a reason, and I
yeah.
believe that is travel is worth it.
Yeah, I think so.
It is definitely something that I think we've craved, and we've craved for a reason, because it's a part of our livelihood to understand and experience other people's lives, to see how your life may not be as significant, or your mm-hmm. problems may not mm-hmm. be as big as you think they are. The community, the global community, is so much more tightly sewn together if we travel.
So flexibility in travel planning, Rhino, you put at the top of your list for predictions.
Yeah, that's my number one prediction. I'm also bullish, I'm stealing a phrase from a well-known writer in the travel space. I'm bullish on travel coming back. I'm bullish
on
the summer.
Yeah, that was an interesting prediction by the editor of the points group.
The points guy.
That is really respected. A lot of people, travelers, love to look at that on a daily basis. He's bullish on it.
Yeah, Gene Sloan.
Not just because it's his business.
That's right. But Gene Sloan is the gentleman who is the points guy behind the points guy name, and he
okay.
is a former editor of USA Today Travel, so he comes with highly credentialed experiences. I have traveled with Gene, so I know him well, and he is not a cavalier mm-hmm. person when it comes to journalism, and I'm just going to write
sure.
something to get clicks
right.
or hot takes.
Right.
He is respected enough that he knows if he says he's bullish on something, then he's got to back that up. And he's bullish on the back half of 22 and mm-hmm. into 23. And mm-hmm. what he means is borders being open, people being able to travel freely. The summer vacationing experiences are typically more warm weather. It's more Europe from an international standpoint. So we really do feel that it's going to return back to what is now the new normal, but it's not going to be as restrictive as maybe what we're seeing right now. And in a little, and I don't want to say this to be a hot take, it's a little reactionary to the
yes.
to the positive tests.
Yeah.
But countries now versus a year ago are not making broad sweeping month-long, eight-week-long decisions.
They're going
closer.
Like Korea was going 2 weeks at a time.
Yes.
I don't know what some of the other ones in Europe are, but this is not kind of a long-term thing like we mm-hmm. would run into perhaps 12 months ago.
Right. And that helps a traveler be able to understand. And that's what my recommendation
yes.
to a traveler would be, is don't be knee-jerk. So if you have a trip
mm-hmm.
planned
mm-hmm.
or you're thinking about something, let's say for August of 22,
yeah.
and maybe you want to go to Germany or the Netherlands, and mm-hmm. you look right now today, they're enforcing some holiday
yeah.
lockdown type procedures and protocols. Well, that doesn't mean your trip is off for next August. Don't be so reactionary. And the cruise lines, the hoteliers, the land suppliers, Bon Voyage Travel, all the policies that are in place for cancellations and, and changes to itineraries are in the best position possible from a consumer standpoint. You have more time, more flexibility, and least cancellation penalties than you ever have before, because all of the vacation tourism industry understands the consumer needs time.
Yep. All right, we're going to pause right here with Ryan Hansen. Travel Talk continues as we get this Christmas week going. This has been such a fascinating year for the travel industry, and I think 2022, I agree with Ryan Hansen, and I kind of follow this, not like Ryan does for a living. I follow it as a, let's call me a travel hobbyist. I try to keep up on it, but one of the hard things to do with so much information, it's a 24/7 job, and that's where Ryan and Bon Voyage Travel come in, because these people live this stuff every day. We'll be right back on Buckmaster.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority Plan, the RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
This is Kate Delaney. Join me tonight for a conversation about what's happening in the world that affects you. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We're talking travel. And speaking of travel, boy, we send so many of our listeners over to a lovely area of the Southwest for a weekend getaway. That's Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. They are very aggressive in their marketing, and there's a reason why. They're very proud of their area. Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, only a three-hour drive from Tucson. So much to do. Hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Just kicking back that Victorian architecture in Silver Traverse City. Just a beautiful place to kind of kick back, relax. Check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org, for where to stay and what to do, and there are no shortage of things to do. Our insider travel talk continues with our travel contributor. Ryan Hansen's one of two dozen contributors to this program, and I'm just so delighted to have Ryan as part of our team here at Buckmaster. And Ryan has been in the travel business, and it's not like he just got off the bus yesterday. I mean, he's seen a lot, and your industry had to adapt through the past 20 months. And we talked about flexibility in travel planning. That certainly is right up at the top. And everything is going to take longer as the airlines kind of are they're gearing up. They can't seem to get enough pilots right now, some of them. But this is a transition point for them as well.
Yeah, no doubt. They're creeping back to the numbers that we would want them to be at to service the traveler through the airport and on the plane. So if you're traveling this week, and we know there's a lot of people traveling, don't just travel flexibility or pack flexibility. You better just plan for some time.
Yeah.
Give yourself that added time that you need to get through the airport, and you'll not regret it if you're there early, that extra time. And as airlift and more flights become available, that opens up the door to some great destinations. And most people are looking at the summer of 22. They're looking, a lot of people are looking close to home, but there's still a faction of people that love that exotic experience. So we've got a couple of different ideas to kick around and talk to. There's one in particular that I love. I love, and probably because it's number two on my own bucket list, and that is Antarctica. And there's one neat wrinkle that has come to the Silver Sea Cruises family of travel. So normally, if you are looking at Antarctica, there's one reason if you want to go that you're not going to go.
The Drake Passage.
Everybody's worried about that, 27, 28-hour passage from Argentina to the mainland Antarctica down there. It is probably the most
roughest seas
on the planet.
Yeah.
Silver Sea now has a charter experience where you can fly directly to King George Island on Antarctic Airways.
I heard about this. That's very tempting.
So it's a cruise experience where you get lots of opportunities through Zodiacs to land on Antarctica. But if you can avoid the Drake Passage, now there's some travelers, though, Billy, I think you know this. There's some cruisers that want to do it.
Oh,
it's a badge of honor.
Yeah.
I'll pass. I would rather just be able to go to Antarctica. So that would be something that's a new wrinkle to the exciting destination of Antarctica. There's also another cruise line called Atlas Voyages, brand new cruise experience. They're working towards charter flights from Miami down to Argentina. So then now this is extending this private experience, easier travel where you're not having traverse, you know, normal airports. So there's some new things in travel.
That would, my guess, 14 to 16 hours from Miami to do
but it's all business class seats, and you don't have to go through connections, and it would be something to take
a look
at.
Speaking of the Drake Passage, I have a Facebook. I have a lot of traveler friends on my Facebook, and she posted just a few days ago a video of the Drake Passage, and I guess it was really amazing because the sea just looked like they were rocking and rolling.
They probably were. That's not for the first-time cruiser.
No.
Let's just put it that way.
So closer to home, national parks will continue to be a huge destination in 2022.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, some of the closest ones, we've got some great options with Yosemite. And I love Yellowstone. I love staying at the Old Faithful Inn.
Sure.
It's the air from Tucson is not bad. Tucson, Salt Lake right into Jackson Hole on Delta Airlines is a great experience. Not that expensive.
People at Bon Voyage put guests in some of these iconic lodges?
Absolutely. We have access with amenities, and so there could be some opportunities for free breakfast.
Because trying to do that on your own can be really time-consuming when you're dealing with the National Park Service.
Yeah, trying to make sure that you're getting the best rates,
the
optimal time that you want to go may not match up with the best rates.
Sure.
And there's some other options that we would want to talk to you about to extend your trip. You may just think, well, fly into Jackson, drive out to Yellowstone, and then get back. we have the advisors that understand that experience much more. So we can add on some extra days, some properties there in Jackson that are amazing. There's some Aman properties, if you know hoteliers. Yeah. Aman is at the top of the line. So there's some great luxury chalets experiences to look at the Grand Tetons and experience that from a hiking and an activity standpoint, not just Yellowstone.
How about other destinations picks for 2022?
I love Montenegro. That's a new spot that is kind of surging a little bit. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Croatia in the past, so it's that same side of the Adriatic, the eastern seaboard of the Adriatic. Italy is such a popular place, and that's where a lot of people, a lot of North Americans go. It's actually the number one European destination for a North American traveler is Italy. Mm. Well, you can get a very similar Mediterranean, warm weather, great Mediterranean food with the olives and all of the oils and such in Montenegro, just across the Adriatic. So
it
that's
looks
kind
fabulous,
of a rising
Montenegro. I mean, I saw the movie, the James Bond movie, Casino Royale, which was filmed, a lot of it, the casino scenes in Montenegro.
Yeah, I didn't know that, actually.
It was.
So that's I love how we get our inspiration from all different places.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The big screen does it for all of us.
A lot of people are hoping Australia will open up. It is opened up domestically within Australia. I think in 2022, Australia and maybe New Zealand are going to come back on board. There's a lot of pent-up demand for folks that have put off trips there because of COVID.
Yeah. We're talking two, now going to be three cycles of an Australian season. Remember, the Southern Hemisphere, their summer is opposite of our summer.
Right.
So the unbelievably great experiences along all of their port cities along the eastern side of the continent, from Melbourne to Sydney to Canberra. You get up to Canberra and now you're talking Cairns, where the Great Barrier Reef is. Go inland a little bit to Ayers Rock. You and I have talked a lot about, hey, if you're going to go to Australia, hop over to New Zealand as well. It's, to me, one of the easiest assimilations to international travel because there's no language barrier. You can assimilate into the culture very easily. So if you're a little trepidatious about an international trip, you're not going to have any concern about signage, ease of access in and around the country. People will understand you very well. That's a great destination.
I like this idea that North Holland America, which is a really good cruise line out of Boston to Iceland. Our experience in Iceland, we loved it there, and now you can cruise from Boston.
It's getting closer and closer to North America. We've looked at the past. There's been some new airlift in the last 5 years that makes it an easy 5-hour flight from from New York to Reykjavik. So that's not that far.
No, it isn't.
It doesn't feel like a long overnight flight. But now cruising, you don't have to fly to Europe to cruise back to Iceland or fly to Iceland to hop on a cruise. But to be able to sail right out of Boston, so an easy domestic trip to Boston, and then circumnavigating the island where you get the best of everything. And the Land of Fire and Ice, it's that name for a reason, because you go from volcanoes to waterfalls, jungles, to black sand beaches.
Beautiful.
It's an amazing experience.
BVTravel.com is your first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Ryan Hansen, I want to wish you and your entire family and all the team over at BV Travel a happy new year, a wonderful holiday season. We'll talk in January. Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thanks, Bill. Warm wishes, holiday wishes back to you as well.
Thank you very much. That's going to wrap it up for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Ryan Hansen and the whole team over at Bon Voyage Travel, and they've got an outstanding team. This travel agency's been around since 1976. You want to go someplace special, these people will get you there in style. Have a great afternoon, everybody.